I take as my text the closing words of our gospel proclamation, words from the 20th verse of the 18th chapter of St. Matthew. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. Jesus spent a very short period of his earthly life in his public ministry. The synoptic gospels tend towards a period as short as 1 year, while St. John suggests that it may have been as long as 3 years. This latter period is deduced from the several references to Jesus going up to Jerusalem for various Jewish festivals. We may think that even 3 years was a frighteningly short time to give himself to the task of bringing the kingdom of God to the Jewish people. We must remember that that was his one objective. Jesus had no interest in Jewish converts to his ideas. He was quite clear in his instructions to the 12 disciples that he sent out to preach and cure the sick. Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Yet is a year such a short time? Those of us who can remember back to our school, college, or university days will recall the enormous amount of information and number of facts imparted to us within any one academic year. A year that comprised perhaps 30 weeks of 30 hours a week. Jesus lived, ate, and breathed with his close band of followers. They were his constant companions in every sense of that word. We get a very poor impression of the extent and intensity of Christ's teaching processes from the pages of the Gospels, both to the disciples and to the crowds of itinerant followers. I read some little while ago that if all the sayings of Jesus recorded in the Gospels were read aloud with clarity and dignity, the process would take about 6 hours. There are the best part of 3,000 hours in a daytime hours in a year. A cursory reading of Holy Scripture leads us to believe that the disciples often had some difficulty in understanding what Jesus was trying to teach them. This is understandable when we consider the importance of his doctrine and the significant differences between what he taught and what the disciples had learned in the formative parts of their lives. How often do we read words like, "But I say unto you," this Son of God was superseding and reinterpreting the Torah, the Mosaic law that controlled the lives of all the Jews from cradle to grave. Jesus gave new understanding to passages of Scripture that they had lived by. He brought new insights into what Moses had said. In so doing, he spoke from his own authority, so much so that he startled many of his listeners. St. Matthew, whose gospel we are currently reading Sunday by Sunday, tells us he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. That authority that Jesus demonstrated caused consternation among the chief priests and elders. Later in the gospel we read, "When he entered the temple, the chief priests and elders of the people came to him as he was teaching."